Wednesday, January 5th, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dakhjajhol, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lawrence Schoen, and today is Wednesday, January 5th, 2011. Wednesday's the day when we look at other parts of speech in Klingon. Not verbs, not nouns. No, on Wednesdays, we delve into Klingon's third and final grammatical category, leftovers, or as we say in Klingon, chuv me. Before we get into today's leftover, let me say a little bit about Klingon word order. As you probably already know, the order of words in a traditional Klingon sentence differs from that of English. English sentences like to begin with a subject, follow it with a verb, and end with the object of that verb. Noun, verb, noun, or subject, verb, object. Or more simply, who's doing it, what is he doing, and to whom is he doing it? Klingon word order is also noun, verb, noun, but the subject and object trade places. Klingon sentences typically begin with the object, which is then followed by the verb, and finally we see the subject of the sentence. One way to remember this is to think of Klingon word order like a murder mystery. First, you find out who's lying dead on the floor. Maybe it's the bartender. Maybe it's your landlord. That's the object. Then you find out how he was killed. Stabbed? Shot in the head? Poisoned? That's the verb. And finally, you find out who did it. That's your subject. Got it? Good. Now, back to today's lesson. The reason why I need to tell you about Klingon word order is because that basic sentence structure is all nouns and verbs. But it's Wednesday, and we want to talk about chuv me. So you might reasonably ask, where does a leftover word go in a typical Klingon sentence? The answer, in almost every occasion, is that the leftover goes at the beginning of the sentence. There are some exceptions, but we'll worry about those on another Wednesday. Today's word is rech, and it means always. Say that with me. Rech. Rech. Very good. So let's try it out in a sentence. Take something simple like choch Klingon, which means the Klingon kills. If we want to express the idea that the Klingon always kills, we can just add the word rech to the beginning of the sentence, and we get rech choch Klingon. Note that in this example, choch is the verb, and Klingon is the subject. You know it's the subject because it comes at the end. And if you're asking where's the object in this sentence, the answer is easy. There isn't one. Let's try another. If I want to tell you to trust the Klingon, I might say Klingon yevok. Here, Klingon is the object of the verb trust, which is vok. The prefix ye on the verb tells you it's a command. There's no formal noun in this sentence to represent the subject, but the prefix tells us that the subject is you. We don't need an actual pronoun in the subject position because the verb prefix tells us everything we need to know. If we add rech to the front of that sentence, we get rech Klingon yevok. It now means always trust the Klingon. And that's your first taste of the power of chuv me. As you learn more vocabulary, you'll discover that these leftovers greatly expand what you can say and the subtlety with which you can say it. Can you imagine the things you'll be able to say as you add these to your repertoire? Truly, you're on the threshold of new realms of linguistic possibility. And that's why we say, kot me poshmo chol. Language opens worlds.